Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season.
Praise God. It is a new season, a new day. Hallelujah. We give God all praises and all honor and all glory for his presence with us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that he never, ever leaves us, nor does he forsake us. We thank our Lord and give him all the praise for his grace and his mercies, his love, it's peace and it's joy. And we welcome you, our listening audience, again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. We give God all praise for the opportunity to come before you to be able to share in this time of study and the all-powerful, all-sustaining Word of God. We want to give honor to our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith and Senior Pastor Kevin Jones. And we thank God also for each and every one of you that have taken time out of your busy schedule this evening to tune in to be able to study God's powerful word. Before we go ahead and get started, we're going to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. But I wanted to let our audience know that tonight we have a man of God that has come and will be able to bring the word of God. He is no stranger to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. He is none other than Pastor Victor Henderson. We praise God and we thank God for him, along with his beautiful wife, Sister Dorothy Henderson, and their family. We just give God all the praise. And so we're going to go ahead and usher in, as I said, the presence of the Lord with this song of praise. Then we'll have a prayer. Then we're going to go ahead and turn the mic over to Pastor Victor Henderson so that he can share with you the word that God has laid on his heart, and we know that you will be blessed. Praise God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Come.
Yes, he is. Well, I'm going to ask if everyone would just bow your heads with me, please, for a time of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you that, yes, indeed, you are an awesome and a powerful and a wonderful and a mighty and omnipotent and omniscient and omnipresent, a faithful, a merciful, a gracious, a glorious, and a loving God, that and all that. Oh, yes, you are, and so, so much more, Father. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor and glory. We thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to share in your word, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity as your word goes out over the airwaves, Father God. Let it be able to touch the hearts and minds of those that hear, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that your word goes forth and it doesn't return void, but it accomplishes whatever you see for it to accomplish, Lord God. It's a word that changes hearts. It's a word that changes lives. It's a word that gives peace. It's a word, Lord God, that gives strength to those that are weary. It's a word, Lord God, that brings healing to bodies, Lord God, that are feeble, those bodies that are sickly, Lord. It brings healing, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Oh, yes, we thank you for your word, Father God. Yeah, the word of God tells us that heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word, Lord, it will never fail, Father God. So we thank you that we know that when this world where things change, in this world where there's nothing that is consistent, but Lord God, your word, it is a word that is consistent. It's a word that we can stand on, that we can be assured of. Thank you, Father. Yes. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor, and we thank you, Lord God, yes, for your mighty word. We thank you for your presence. Yes. We thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Ghost, Spirit of Almighty God, that leads and guides us into all truth. For without your word, without your presence, without your Holy Spirit, without our salvation in your Son, Jesus Christ, there is nothing that we would be able to do. Yeah. So, Father, we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor, for you indeed are an awesome God. Amen. We ask these things, Lord, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we pray. Amen, amen, amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Worth all seasons.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Well, we're going to ask Pastor Victor Henderson if you would just simply press one on your dial pad.
Yes,
and
sir,
we are dispatching you into the studio. Can you hear us, Pastor Victor?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes,
ma'am. Can you hear me?
Hallelujah.
Okay,
praise
great.
God.
Great,
the microphone belongs to you. Go right ahead, please.
Amen. First of all, we'd like to give honor to the Spirit of Christ, to God our Father, to his Son Jesus, to the Holy Spirit, our Comforter. Amen. We honor, amen, Pastor and Sister Whitehurst tonight. Amen. We honor this broadcast tonight, and to all of you that make up this body. Amen. To all the ministers of the gospel and to everyone in their respectable places, we honor you tonight. Amen. Also tonight, I honor my wife. Amen. Being with me on my side tonight. So we thank God for her. Amen. And yeah, we're not going to trouble you long tonight, but just long as the Lord give us the utterance for us to be here. Amen. Tonight,
amen,
we're gonna deal with a few verses of scripture before I get into the text tonight that I'm going to be coming from. The first one that I want to deal with is Isaiah 43:1-2. No, let's go to Psalms 23 as be first. We'll just go in this, come back. Amen. Psalms 23:4. Amen. It says,
amen.
Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now we'll go to Isaiah, the book of Isaiah 43, two verses, and you hear it. It says, but now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle against thee. Amen. The next verse I want to talk to you, we're going to go to Matthew's 28. St. Matthew's chapter number 28.
Amen.
And we're going to look at verse number 18. And you'll find these words. And Jesus came and spake spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Now, textual scripture that I'm going to be coming from tonight, one more scripture, and we'll get right into the Word of God. First Corinthians 10. And we're going to look at verse 13. That'll be our final scripture tonight. It says, there has no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. Tonight, my brothers and sisters, just for a little while, I want to talk to us for awful thought tonight. You're not in it alone. You're not in it alone. My little brothers and sisters, we read you those other patches of scripture because we want to confirm, amen, through the word of God, that God has said it in his word numerous of times that he's there with you, amen, and you're never alone. Amen. My brothers and sisters tonight, amen, for some apparent reason, amen, we all get in a place sometimes in our life when it feels as though we're in this thing all by ourselves. Amen. If the truth be told, amen, for some of the older people, amen, that's living in this world, amen, have raised your kids and they have went on about their life. And then when you get older and they get older and they seem like they never stop by just to check on you, sometimes you feel like you're in this all alone. Amen. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, amen, when you in some relationships and the relationships that you may be in, amen, seems as though it's going good and then you have kids together and things seem to be going the way you wanted to go and then all of a sudden something happens, one spouse goes opposite direction, you're raising the kids all by yourself and it seems as though you're in it all alone. Amen. My brothers and sisters, sometimes, amen, bills get high, and you don't know where the money coming from, and you done prayed about it, you done sought God, it seems like God is not answering your prayer, but sometimes, amen, my brothers and sisters, it feels as though you're in it all alone. Amen. My brothers and sisters, tonight, as I pull my passage of scripture tonight out of 1 Corinthians, I want you to understand that the Bible says, amen, that there is no temptation taking you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way of escape that you will be able to bear it. Amen. My brothers and sisters, tonight, I read you out of 1 Corinthians. Paul deals with this text tonight because Paul wants us to understand that every now and then in our lives, amen, there are temptations that are going to come. amen, it's going to seem as though, amen, you're in this thing all by yourself, amen. But I got news for you tonight, and I come to encourage somebody tonight to let them know that you're not in this alone. Amen. Simple reason why I know you're not in it alone because, amen, if I could bring me a witness, amen, I would bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. That was in this fiery furnace. And it, the Bible said Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar had turned up the flame seven times high. But my brothers and sisters, amen, when it just in the length of time, amen, I found that there was another man that was also in the fire with them. Amen. And that man was Jesus. Amen. And I come to tell you tonight, I don't care how high that the fire may get in your life or how it may get turned up. Amen. But I come to encourage you tonight to let you know that because you're in the flame, sometimes, amen, God has to allow us to be in the fire. Amen. Reason being that you have to be in the fire, amen, because God sometimes wants you to understand what you're made of. Amen. The Bible also tells us that he won't put no more on us than we can bear. God knows what you can take, but sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we don't know exactly what we can really handle till we get in that situation. Can I get a witness here? Amen. My brothers and sisters, tonight, amen, you got to understand that the trouble or the thing that you're going through, amen, you may have sickness in your body, you may be going through financial difficulties, amen, you might have a relationship problem, whatever it may be tonight, but I come to encourage you here tonight that you're not in it all by yourself, amen. Why you say, preacher, that I'm not in it by myself, amen, because I'm going to tell you the reason why you're not in it by yourself. Amen. If we look at 1 Corinthians, amen, 10, 13, in that 13th verse, there are three, amen, escapes of that temptation there. If you look at the text real well, amen, the first one that you will find, it says in the first one, he says that all temptation is not common. What that means, my brother and sister, is that whatever you're going through or whatever you done been through, somebody already done been through it before you have. Can I get a witness here? Amen. In other words, the temptation is not common. In other words, it's just not something that popped up on you that God wasn't aware that it was there. Amen. But I come to encourage you tonight, amen, to let you know that if you've been through this, somebody been through it before you have. And if they made it out, you're going to make it out. Can I get a witness here tonight? Amen. The second thing, my brothers and sisters, if you're seeing it in the text, that I want you to see that, amen, is that temptation has limits. Oh, somebody ought to call that. Amen. That temptation has limits. Amen. Amen. Notice in the text that it says, therefore no temptation taking you, but such is coming to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. So, in other words, temptation has limits. Can I get a witness here? In other words, there's a limit to a time that you're going to stay in that situation. Can I bring another proof to you tonight? Amen. Let's go to Romans 8:28. It says, for we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and called according to his purpose. In other words, my brothers and sisters, whatever you're going through is going to work itself out. Can I get a witness here tonight? Amen. But I want to encourage you to know that tonight, that temptation, amen, has limits. Amen. It's a limitation to how long you stay into your temptation. In other words, you're in it right now, and you're coming out of, maybe coming out of it next week. But just as you're coming out, somebody else might be going in. But I come to tell you tonight that all while you're in the midst of your temptation, God is right there. Amen. The reason I know he's there because he promised us that he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Amen. If he was with Daniel in the lion den, amen, he'll be with you. Amen. Amen. If you were with David, amen, in Psalms 23, amen, that I read to you earlier, he was with David. David said, yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death. He said, I will feel no evil, for thine is with me. In other words, David said, even though I'm in the valley, I was up on the mountaintop, but I got down real low, but I'm down in the valley. But even in the midst of the valley that I'm in right now, God, I still know you're still there. Amen. There's no place on this earth that the Bible said that we can go, that his presence is not there. He said, if you make your bed in hell, he's there. Yeah. It don't make no difference where you go. God is still there. Can I get a witness here? My only, my brothers, your temptations have limits. But not only that, my brothers and sisters, my third point is tonight is that God will always provide a way of escape. Amen. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, I don't know if you let your sanctified imagination roll back into your teenage years when you was doing some stuff that you really know you wasn't supposed to be doing, but then somehow the door, somebody knocked on the door, and it saved you from a situation that you almost got messed up in, amen, and caused you to be in something that you didn't want to be in right now. But in other words, God calls a way up. Of escape. Can I get a witness here? Amen. Amen. Somebody, my brother and sister, tonight, I want to encourage you that God got a way out of your situation. I don't care how long you've been in it, how long it may seem as though that you don't look like that sun is going to come up, but I come to tell you, weeping may endure but a night, but joy going to come in the morning. All you got to do, my brothers and sisters, just keep on trusting and believing in our God. Amen. He's a way maker. He's a heart fixer. He's a mind regulator. Amen. I'm reminded, amen, of one last scripture that Jesus told us. Amen. And then Jesus told us, amen, that he promised us that he was not going to leave us. Amen. Amen. He told us that he wasn't going to leave us as orphans. He wasn't going to leave us as children. Amen. Here all by ourselves. He said, he promised us that he was going to send back a comforter. Amen. Even though Jesus said, I got to leave off the scene, but I got to send you back a comforter. I got to send some more help back because somebody down the line going to need somebody. Amen. I believe, my brothers and sisters, that when he sent the comforter back, and in the midst of what you're going through, I want you to know tonight that what you're going through, if you can't reach out to Jesus, just call on the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit will comfort you. He'll hold you. He'll keep you. Amen. Because I believe that the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and God all in one. Amen. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Anytime you find yourself, my brothers and sisters, like you all alone and don't have nowhere to turn, know that you got Jesus. Amen. Not only him, but you got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And they all is one right there in the midst. My brothers and sisters, Paul wants to encourage the church and the believers, amen, that let you know that there is a way out, amen, that God has provided a way of an escape, amen. Ain't it good that you can get in something, amen, and you got a way out of it? And I thank God that we serve a God that we serve simply because he can still see the beginning and he can see the end. Even though we get ourselves in these situations and we don't know which way to turn, but God already seen the beginning and he's seen your end. So he already prepared a way of escape. Amen, amen. I believe, amen, that when the children of Israel, when they was encamped about, amen, didn't have nowhere to go, but God still opened up the Red Sea. Amen. It caused a way of an escape. Amen. My brothers and sisters, God got an escape route for you, just like he do for me. Amen. And I just want to encourage you tonight to let you know that you're not in this alone. Amen. Amen. If you remember what Isaiah said, amen. And when Isaiah said, make no difference where you at in your situation. Make no difference how low you may be in your situation. But Isaiah, he told us over there in Isaiah 43, amen. And when you see it in the text, amen, Isaiah said, make no difference where you at in your situation. He said, when you pass through the water, he said, he'll be with you right there, even in the water. He said, even if you go through the rivers,
He says it won't even overflow you. In other words, when you talk about the river, you can think of your situation when you're dry. In other words, when you're in the river, you might be a person that cannot swim or can't even dog paddle. But I come to tell you tonight that Jesus said even when you're in the midst of your situation and it seems as though you're in the river and you're drowning, he said, even though it feels as though you're in the river, he said, that they shall not overflow thee. He said, even when you walk through the fire, and the fire seems like it's burning. It seems like it just gets kindled all around you. You know, you're surrounded by the fire. But God said, even in the midst of the fire, he said, you won't be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon you. In other words, if he did it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he'll do it for you. So I didn't come tonight just to encourage you. I didn't come to hold you alone, but just to encourage somebody to let you know that you're not in it all alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So
we thank God.
At this time, we'll turn it back over to, amen, the overseers of this broadcast. Amen.
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 Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Henderson, for that powerful word. Amen. For the word of encouragement.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. You are not in it alone. Oh, what a blessing throughout knowing that the truth of God's word, we can trust him in his word no matter morning, noon, or night, no matter what situation we are in, no matter what our circumstances that happen to us, you can rely on God that God will not leave us or forsake us. Amen. The man of God was saying that, you know, trouble don't last always, praise God. You can trust God that God will find a way out of your circumstance, amen. And God knows what he's doing, praise God. And God have an escape route for us, no matter what your situation is. God's way is much better than you can ever imagine. And thank God that our temptation and our limitation is limited, praise God. It's just a blessing to know that you won't have to be in that situation always, praise God. God got a way out for you and me. Amen.
That's right.
And learn to trust in God's word. And the man of God said, learn to trust in God's word. And Paul and David and great men of God and women had learned to do to trust in the word of God. Trust in God that God will bring us out and God will keep us strong in the midst of a situation, in the midst of what we're going through. You can trust and rely on the word of God to bring us out and to give us victory in no matter what situation we happen to be in. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So no matter what your circumstance, God, he's beginning and the end. He got a way out for you and got a way out for me. And we thank God for God sending his Holy Spirit, the man of God preaching about our comforter, amen. The Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us, amen. He's our comforter, he's our strength, amen. When we are weak, he bring up, make us strong. And we thank God for that. We thank God for that encouragement on this hour. We need that to be encouraged day to day, each and every day, praise God. And we thank God for the man of God standing on that holy word to keep us being cured from day to day.
Amen. Praise God.
What a
praise
blessing.
God. Yes, we thank God for Pastor Victor Henderson and that word tonight, because it is such a timely and such a relevant word, and especially in this time, because with what we're going through and have been going through, many people have been so touched and affected by this pandemic and everything else that's going on in our world and our society. And it's very easy, very easy to be distracted to the point that you lose focus on the things that God has already shared with us.
Yes.
The fact that, he tells us that, no, you're not in this alone.
Amen.
I am there with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. But see, the enemy will try to come. And because of our circumstances, he will try to cause us to be heavy laden and laden down with temptations and trials and tribulations and the vicissitudes of life. But God.
Oh God.
This word was one of those but God messages. No matter what your temptation is, no matter what your trial is, no matter what the situation that you're going through, no matter what financial health or relational issue or any other issue that you are facing. But God says that you are not in this alone.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when we know that we're not in this alone, oh, just a reminder, this is Pastor Henderson shared when he brought in the witnesses of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and that they were in the midst of that fiery furnace.
Praise
and then
God.
They looked in and they said, there's a fourth man. Praise God. It's not just three, but there's a fourth man, and that fourth man, he looks like the Son of God.
Amen.
That was the presence of Jesus Christ. That was our Lord and Savior letting them know as well that guess what? The fire can't be hot enough that Jesus is not present.
Amen.
Oh, no matter how hot the fire may be, the God is always right there with us, no matter how intense the situation might be.
Mm-hmm.
As Pastor Henderson shared, God is always, oh yes, he is, right there with us, making a way, as he shared also, that way of escape. And the temptations and the trials have a beginning, and oh, they also have an ending, praise God.
Yes,
so
amen.
Even with this pandemic that we're going through, and anything else, saints, that you may be going through, know that this too shall pass. And even as you're in the midst, God promises that he will never leave us nor forsake us. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up so that if there is one that has a testimony about how that you know that God has brought you through, how you know you were in a situation where it may have looked like that, oh my goodness, it was trying to, the waters were trying to come over your head or the fires were trying to take you out. But God, is there anyone out there that has a testimony tonight? Anyone that can chime in on this? Anyone that can be able to take the word that Pastor Henderson shared and be able to elaborate on it and let us know, oh no, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are not the only witnesses. Nobody can tell it like you can tell it, praise God. And so I know how God has been in my own life. And so and I know he's not a respecter of persons. If you like to share in and on this topic tonight, simply press 1 on your dial pad. Oh, we would love to be able to hear from you. Where tonight we're talking about you. You're not in it alone.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Caller, your last 4 digits are 0209. Go right ahead, please.
Good evening. I'm just calling to say that it's good to be able to hear that you're not alone, because
amen.
My family and I have been through an ordeal with my granddaughter who was diagnosed with leukemia in April. And I can honestly say that God showed me that I was not in it alone, and neither was my granddaughter, because he healed
amen.
Her of the cancer. He healed her of a bad infection that she had, and he's still healing her because he's still building her up where she's torn down. She's only 20, and she's still young. And she still needs encouragement, but just keep her in prayer, please. Because she's still going through, and I just keep telling her that God has something special for her, and that all she
amen.
Has to do is hold on to his unchanging hands, because he will never leave nor forsake her. And I thank Pastor Henderson for his word that trouble don't
amen.
Last always.
No, it doesn't.
Praise God.
No, it doesn't. Praise God. Thank you so much, Sister Gloria. We give God all praise, and we're going to continue to keep the granddaughter listed in our prayers, because we know, as you said, that we thank God for his healing power.
Yes.
We thank God for his mercies. We thank God that in every situation, the greater the test, the greater the testimony. And we know that God is bringing her forth and bringing her through with a great, great testimony that is forthcoming.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
And we give God all the praise in advance for everything that he is doing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Caller, our next caller, the last four digits is 0400. Praise God. Come on, Mother Pat Gallo. Hallelujah.
Well,
praise God.
I want to say thank you. I really enjoyed the word that came forth. And when he was saying about limitations on a timeline. And the word that came to me was our attitude. Our attitude can get us out of a lot of things quicker. And one time I can remember talking about the fruits of the Spirit. And when we got to long suffering, I say sometimes saints don't want to suffer alone. But Jesus suffered for us. And with that saying, that is how you go through it. Are you going to go with anger? Are you going to go with the thought that I am not in this by myself? I have the power of the Holy Spirit at work in me. I have the word of God to stand upon. So with that being said, there is a limit to all the things that we go through according to our attitude. Go through it with peace. Go through it with joy. Knowing that God will never, never, never leave you alone. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother Pat. No, God, he will never. No, he won't. He will never, ever, never leave us alone. We can be assured of that. We can have that confidence knowing that our God is always right there with us. Hallelujah.
That blessed assurance, praise God.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And learning to stand on the promises of God.
That blessed assurance,
amen.
Praise God. Is there another tonight? Do we have some time left in the broadcast? The word of God tells us that they are won by the word of your testimony.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony.
Amen.
Come on, saints. Hallelujah. Amen. Is there another tonight? Press 1 on your dial pad that you would like to share in this topic. You're not in it alone.
Amen.
Whatever it might be. You can rest assured that your it is not greater than the grace of our Heavenly Father, praise God, because the word tells us that his grace is more than sufficient, saints, that all you have to do is just stand on God's word, walk by faith, hallelujah, walk by faith. The word tells us that your faith, it can be the size of a mustard seed. That's what scripture tells us. Once upon a time, Pastor Jasper ministered a message on mustard seed faith. And he brought in some mustard seeds, and it was so tiny, the mustard seed, that you could almost barely see it in the palm of your hand.
Amen.
And when you think about that, it takes only that little amount of faith.
Yes.
Oh, that little amount of faith, according to the word of God, to be able to move mountains. That's the kind of God that we serve.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And God is always faithful.
And God is
always
faithful.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Always faithful.
Is there another tonight? Bless God. Talking about.
Amen. You're not in enough. King David found out that the time of being at home, they had taken the people, they're about to stone David. David learned how to encourage himself in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I know my God. Mm-hmm. Look, Yeah. My challenge told me, but I don't encourage myself in the Lord, but God, he's gonna never leave me, never forsake me. He's gonna be right there with me.
Yes.
He learned to encourage himself in the Lord.
Yes.
And God brought about a mighty victory on his behalf, amen.
That's right.
Everything returned back, everything will restore back
mm-hmm.
to them, was taken,
mm-hmm.
praise God. So
mm-hmm.
God is right there with you, saints, amen.
Mm-hmm.
What you're going through, day and night times, and no one knows on your pillow talking to God, God is right there, amen.
Mm-hmm.
In your morning time, God is right there.
Yes, yes, amen. Amen,
amen.
Praise God. Caller, your last four digits of 4848.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Welcome, Minister Hilton Brick. Go right ahead. Praise God.
Yes, we just want to thank God for the man of God for that wonderful word.
Amen.
I just want to acknowledge
amen.
The fact that God just emphasized it is God who is faithful. In 1 Thessalonians
yes.
5, 6th chapter, the 24th verse, the scripture declares, the one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. It is God who calls
amen.
Us. God himself
uh-huh.
who is faithful in all that he has
yes.
called us to do.
Amen.
It is God who will
yes.
fulfill the word in us. He who begun the good work within you, he himself.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Amen.
Amen.
God will bring perfection in our lives. So it's not of the flesh, but by the power
uh-huh.
of the Holy Spirit working in us as we simply stand in faith, fully trusting, fully believing, fully relying upon the Lord. It is God who is at
amen.
Work within us, willing to do of his good pleasure. So the glory goes to God
amen.
Because God will be faithful to his word. He is at work.
Amen.
I just like to read quickly Psalm 46. Eternal God is our refuge and strength, of ever-present help in trouble. Therefore,
amen.
We will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall
amen.
Into the heart of the
amen.
Sea, though the waters roar in the foam and the mountains quake with their surges. There is a river whose streams make glad
uh-huh.
the city of God, the holy place
yes.
where the Most High dwells. God himself is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day.
Mm-hmm.
Nations are in her upright,
yes.
the kingdoms fail. He who lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of
mm-hmm.
the Lord, the devastation he has brought on the earth. He makes war to cease in the ends of the earth, at the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield
mm-hmm.
with fire. Feel and know, I am God. I will be exalted
yes.
among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Even as Pastor Jasper has declared, God himself.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 Thank
Hilton.
You, Minister Hilton.
Amen.
Yes, for sharing in this word. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, our God is so faithful. God himself is faithful. He is. He is that very present help. That means that now help. That now help right here, right now.
Amen.
That very present help in the time of trouble. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, I remember the elder saying how he's a shelter in the time of a storm.
All right now.
He's a battle axe. I used to wonder when I was a little child, what in the world, what are they talking about? He's a battle axe in the time of a battle. I used to hear that song. My mom would sing that. And oh, my Lord, yes, we're talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the power of Almighty God
amen.
Tonight.
Amen.
Oh, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. You're
yes.
never alone.
Yes.
I don't care where you are on the face of this earth. And as Pastor Victor talked about, even the word of God tell you, even if you make your bed in hell,
yes.
he is our God.
Amen.
He is right there. He is right there. He is right there. Oh, yes, he is. Praise God. right there helping to carry you through,
Amen.
Carrying you through. Is yes. there another? Praise God. We thank God for you, the men and women that of God that have shared tonight, praise God, and this testimony,
Amen.
And this as their testimony in this powerful message.
And thank God for
oh,
man,
yes.
man of God.
Mm-hmm. Thank God for Pastor Victor
yes.
Henderson. Yes.
We need that word.
We needed that word.
Amen.
Yes, yes. Sometimes it's like a powerful vitamin that we just need to have, need to hear,
spiritual
and
vitamin.
Be reminded of this
yes.
this word, the God's spiritual vitamin.
Encourage.
Yes, that helps to encourage us to go on. Go on a little bit further, praise God.
Go on the journey.
Yes, Lord.
Christian journey, amen.
Yes, Lord,
amen.
Praise God.
Pilgrim passing through, pilgrim.
Amen,
amen.
Well, we thank God again for this opportunity. Praise God to bring forth his word.
Yes.
We thank God for our listening audience. Also, we thank God for those of you, praise God, that show your financial support of this ministry on
Amen.
A regular basis.
Amen.
We give God praise for you because without you, we would not be able to continue to do what we've done. And for those that would like to give of your tax deductible donations, you can do so at New Season Men, newseasonmin.org/donations. And we thank God in advance. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and get ready to close the program out tonight. But we certainly don't want to assume that everybody on the line tonight is already saved and that
Amen.
You've given your life to Jesus Christ, because what we are doing here, sharing of God's word, and this is the reason, hallelujah, for this program, for
Amen.
The salvation of souls in the name of Jesus Christ as we go forth to advance God's kingdom. And so if you are one that you don't know the Lord and the pardoning of your sins, all you have to do is just pray a prayer, a simple prayer that says, Lord, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I believe, Lord Jesus, I accept and believe you as the Lord and Savior of my life, as the precious Son of God. I believe that you came and you lived and you died and was resurrected for my sins. Now I ask that you come into my life and take hold of my life for the rest of my life, and I will serve you. And if you pray that simple prayer, that you accept, that you believe, and that you confess Jesus Christ, then we welcome you. Oh, yes, we do. We welcome you into the body of Christ tonight.
Amen.
Go ahead and send us an email at newseasonsintl@yahoo.com to tell us, hallelujah, how the Lord saved you. And we rejoice with you. We give God all
Amen.
Praise, and we give him all honor and all glory. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to ask Pastor Victor Henderson
yes.
if he will close us out in prayer tonight. We ask that you go forth this evening and that you be blessed. Praise God.
Amen.
Pastor Victor, just go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Let's see, you at 6-3. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Pastor Victor, would you go ahead and close us
yes,
out in
yes.
prayer, please, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, again tonight, God, we thank you again for your word. God, we thank you for your word, that you said in your word that your word would not return unto you void, that it would serve the purpose of what you sent it, God. And God, we thank you that your word went forth tonight, God, that it pricked some heart, some mind, and whoever that was disturbed, God, that you make their mind clear tonight. And God, we just thank you for that, Lord, and we thank you for that you get all the glory and praise and glory for everything that has been transparent tonight. Father God, we just ask that night, we just send a special prayer out tonight for Sister Gloria's granddaughter. Amen. We pray, God, for
Amen.
Her strength, Lord God. Whatever she's going through, God, we know that you're going to make a way of an escape. And God, and what she already been through, God, we know you done brought her this far, and you're going to continue to take her higher. And God, we just give you praise and glory for her, Lord God. And we thank you for this broadcast tonight, Lord, for allowing us to be able to get on the airways, to be able to tell somebody about Jesus. And God, we just thank you so much, Lord, for just giving us the opportunity to be able to lift up your holy and divine name. And God, we ask tonight, God, that you let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in our sight. Oh, Lord, you're my strength and you're my redeemer. In Jesus' name, let all us say good night. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. We pray that you go forth and have an awesome week. And to God be all the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God bless. We love you.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I?
My God, my God.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Yeah. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance? I can only imagine.
Yeah. You gotta do it.